Good morning. All right. Lie after lie after lie. As if Kamala Harris had like nothing to do with what went on the last few years. She's just kind of wandering around the White House, didn't know what was going on. And yeah, unbelievable watching the DNC last night, the recreation of history, especially economic history, where the I word wasn't used. By the way, did you see what they did to Joe Biden? They just broomed him right out the door. He didn't speak till 11:30. He was only going to be there for one of the days, right? And then disappear. So he leaves after day one. They get him out of the way day one. They don't even let him speak. They don't even let him speak till 11:30 p.m. And then off he goes. All gone. It's, you know who nailed this? I got to say, Chris Wallace. He used to be Fox News reporter. Now he's on CNN. He's always been a big liberal, though. He described this perfectly. They did all these tributes to Biden. That's how the DNC opened all day long. Tributes to Biden. Biden was amazing. You won't hear him, though. We shoved him up to 11:30. Hopefully you'll be in bed and you won't see his old decrepit face and be reminded of how we lied to you about his mental state for years. So they went on and on and on about how bittersweet it was and how much they really loved Joe Biden. Chris Wallace wasn't having it. Here he is on CNN.
The word that everybody is using to describe tonight is bittersweet. It's just bitter. The fact of the matter, I'm not saying Joe Biden is bitter, but, you know, it's like you've been thrown out a window, and as you're falling, you go, gee, it's nice out here. No, he got thrown out of a window, and basically he was forced. You know, there's going to be a lot of talk tonight about how generous it was of him and selfless of him. He was basically forced out by Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. The word that everybody is using to describe tonight is bittersweet. It's just bitter.
Yeah, they chunked him out a window. They did. So now they are on to pretending. Well, we have set them up beautifully for, as I begged, plead, screamed, cried, somebody have a war room in the GOP. Somebody have a central messaging center. Ronna never set one up, but I don't think we still have one. Maybe there's one I don't know about. There's a Twitter feed called Trump War Room, but we need a war room. We spent the last year working with the Democrats. We didn't know what we were doing, calling it Bidenflation, blaming everything on Biden. Biden's decrepit. He's senile, can't run anything. He's incompetent. We did their messaging for them and they went, thanks, we'll swap him out for someone else. Now we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Go, but no, she was there the whole time. She didn't know, we swear she was one of them. We should have been doing what they did. They call all of Trump's policies, everything Trump does, MAGA Republicans, to make sure to put both in. We should say Biden Democrats, but we didn't. And now the whole country is confused because we spent so long telling the whole country, nah, this isn't a common thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's just Joe. He's just demented. See, if Joe didn't have dementia, then, you know, the border would be shut. He's a bad manager. We gave them a second chance. And we're still doing it. That's the crazy thing. I still hear our talking heads blaming Biden. I'm like, catch up. That was 2 months ago. But this is the bed we made. We've got to sleep in it. We have not a lot of weeks left to tie these policies to her where it belongs. And here's the thing. MSNBC, right? This is the communications director for the White House, Ben LaBolt. He's asked, Kamala Harris is trying to distance herself from Joe Biden's policies. How much a part of that was she, Ben? And this is what you get.
Vice President Harris has been the governing partner for every key decision that the president's made in his term in office.
Pretty simple. And a lot of them have said it. Karine Jean-Pierre, his spokeshack, said it. Joe Biden said it the other day. Yeah, you know, she's been here the whole time. She's been making these decisions. So of course she has. Of course she has. Like, here's Kamala Harris less than 6 months ago. And what is she saying? Take a listen.
That is called Bidenomics. That is called Bidenomics. And we are very proud of Bidenomics.
Again, headline. August 14th, 2023. So a year ago. Inflation forcing Americans to spend $709 a month more than they did just 2 years ago. You're still spending that every month, except now it's $763 as of March. I couldn't find a number for today. It's going up, not down. Because all those price increases are still locked in to the 19% inflation we got from Joe and Kamala. That is a shocking amount of pain. But if you go through the 20, if you go through the months and add it up, it comes pretty close to the $25,000, according to UC Berkeley, in middle class wealth that is gone now. Why? People are dipping into their 401ks to pay for groceries. That's Bidenomics, Kamalanomics, Demonomics. And the first thing they will do, if they are elected, they will raid that treasury. They will raid the treasury because all the donors that say, see, you just got elected. You just got elected with the money we gave you. We need a little something. We need a little something back. And they're going to print it. There will be, I mark my words, in that first quarter, if they have control of Congress, and maybe even if they don't, because Mike Johnson is such a squish, there will be a $1 trillion printed bill of some kind beyond the budget. They will go to town. And Republicans will be afraid to stand in their way because they have won. Mark my words. I should bookmark this. And I hope I don't have to do that segment. I hope that we win. There's some really good news, by the way. Some things that those inside the Democrat Party headquarters who've seen the actual real polling, not the fake polling that's in the media, that polling's fake, are saying. And they don't sound as confident as a lot of these talking heads because they've seen the Democrats' internal polling. I'm going to have that coming up next. Plus, the FBI really, really wants you to know that the Iranians hacked Donald Trump. Wait, wouldn't that be the same FBI that lied to us and told us the Russians hacked the Democrats? 17 intel agencies say they're interfering in the election. They got all these bots. All that was a lie. So let me get it straight. Going into this election, the same agency that lied to you about the Russian hacking that never happened, we know that beyond a doubt now, they just made it up, now wants you to know that Iran is inside Trump's computer. Really? Sure. I'll tell you what's actually going on. All of that coming up. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. Stick around.